facciamo piani a casa.
Qua più come camera che non lo faccio.
The Seder.
What if I said he has two bris on, one today and one tomorrow?
Okay. So I wanted to just clarify something we said the other day. And I want to be very clear about it, and I want to clarify because I got it after we spoke on Wednesday. Someone called me, and it turned out that he misunderstood me totally. So I probably wasn't clear, and I take the blame on myself, so I want to be extremely clear.
I didn't call you.
We asked a question. We asked a question regarding all the promises God gives when we do mitzvot. It seems very clear throughout the book of Devarim that when we do mitzvot, we're blessed, and when we do aveiros, we're cursed. And yet, you look in life, many people do mitzvot, and they're not blessed. And many people do many aveiros, and they're not cursed.
And that's why I asked you, it doesn't appear to be a personal situation.
So how come? So Bruce suggested that it's not a personal promise, it's a national promise. If all the Jewish people do mitzvot, then collectively we'll all be blessed. And if all the Jewish people do aveiros, then collectively we'll all be cursed. But if you're sitting in a little corner and you're doing mitzvot, it's not like you're going to get rain and everyone else around you won't. It's not like the Hasidic stories about the Rebbe's. The Rebbe walked and there was rain over here and there was rain over here and then there was no rain. That's impossible. Practically, and that's impossible. Not to mention, literally. So therefore, Bruce suggested that the promises are if we collectively do mitzvot. I wanted to suggest something else, and that is that putting aside the question of the actual promise of rain, which in my opinion is limited to the land of Israel, the other promises are gifts, various gifts. And I want to quote the Gemara that says, Ba'alma Hadein, there's no gifts. In this world, we don't get gifts. We only get gifts in the next world. Why? Why don't we get blessed right away? I mean, it would be great. You do a mitzvah of Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos, $1 million is waiting for you.
You thought free
that would
will.
Be wonderful.
You thought free will.
So I suggested then, and I wanted to suggest it again this morning,
just
in reference...
We know that if you study hard for an exam, you will be the direct connection.
What here there's no direct connection.
Why is that destroyed for
you? I'll explain. Beginning of this week's Parsha, Parshat Re'eh. God says, Re'eh anochi antem lifnichem ayom v'achau kola. Behold, I give before you a blessing and a curse. What's the blessing? Here's the blessing. You ready for the blessing? Asher tishmu o mitzvot Hashem alokechem asher anochi mitzaveh etchem hayom. What's the blessing? What's the blessing?
The blessing is that we keep the mitzvot.
The blessing is we keep the mitzvot. What's the klala? What's the curse? Imo tishmu o mitzvot Hashem alokechem. It doesn't say here at the beginning of the parsha anything regarding the gifts.
Yes.
The actual blessing
that's
is doing the mitzvah.
That's right.
The curse is not.
Yeah.
Therefore, I suggested, and I will suggest again, and if you say Nechama Leibovich says this even better, now I feel better, that this
that's
is exactly
right.
Like your doctor. When he says to you, my dear friend, you have to exercise, and you have to ultimately keep health, you have to eat well, in order to be healthy.
That's the same. She gives the same example.
Ah, she does?
Yes, I read it.
Okay, so we're saying it in the name of the Nechama Leibovich. I didn't see it in her name, but now I'm saying it in her name.
Well,
Nechama Leibovich says, the blessing is to be healthy.
Yes.
The result will be that you'll be skinny.
Yes.
You'll get a lot of shiduchim, you look good. But that's not the reason for you to do it. You're supposed to do what you're doing because it's a blessing in and of itself.
Yeah.
And when you do an Avera, it's a cursed thing. The fact that the Avera will ultimately result in you being cursed in other ways, sure it will. But that has nothing to do with you doing or not doing the Avera. The Avera in and of itself is bad. Bottom line is that, in my opinion, when the Torah talks about the blessings, it's talking about in the next world. You will get blessings. If you exercise, you will be skinny. But the reason for you to exercise is to be healthy now. The reason to do mitzvot is because it's the right thing to do, not because of any other reason. Let me just wait a minute.
It's Chaim, Chaim. That's Chaim. Although many people, to say that's the blessing, many people exercise and eat well and they're not healthy. Many people eat sex, they're not healthy.
I'm not saying this is, I'm not saying
other people,
that it's automatic. I'm not saying it's automatic.
Says he never broke a sweat in his life, eats what he wants, it's perfectly fine.
Okay, look, I'm not saying it's automatic. But in the Torah, there's no question that if you're doing mitzvah, if you're doing the right thing, that in and of itself,
it's
the blessing. Eta bracha, remember the beginning of the parsha? The bracha is that you listen to God. The kavod is that you don't listen to God. The result will be that ultimately there will be various different things. And by the way, I wanted to add something I didn't say the other day. And that is the following. This will explain to all of you the idea of the reasons behind the mitzvot. There's a big controversy in medieval times to this day. Can you give reasons to the mitzvot? Can you say you do this because of that? Sometimes the Torah itself gives the reasons, so you don't have any controversy. But when the Torah doesn't give the reasons, can we give reasons to the mitzvot? I want to suggest it's exactly the same idea. The reason you do mitzvot, because God said so. It's the right thing to do. Now, the result of the mitzvah was what we would call reasons. What's the result of the mitzvah? You're a better person. You feel happier. You feel enthralled. You put on tefillin this morning, you feel spiritually elevated. But that is not the reason for you to do the mitzvah. The reason for you to do the mitzvah is because it's the right thing to do. The result will be many different things. You'll be a better person, you'll be generous, you'll be kind, you'll be wonderful. That's why I don't like when I see people convincing others to keep kosher, because it's healthy. That's baloney.
No, the Rambam says
many, many people don't keep kosher and they're healthy. Many people keep kosher and they're overweight. And there's no, the whole thing is one big nourish guide.
Does the Rambam say
okay?
That?
Yes, the Rambam suggests certain things about Metamtem et Alev based on Chazal. But you can't say that. According to, that's the reason to do the mitzvah. That's what I would call the result of the mitzvah. Not the reason to do it. The reason to do it, because God said so. The reason to do mitzvot in general is because it's the right thing to do. Remember the analogy, and if you say Nechama Leibovitch said it, I love it. Probably heard it in her name for years ago, and I forgot. Nechama Leibovitch said, you exercise, and you keep healthy, and you eat healthy because you're supposed to be healthy. The result will be you'll also be skinny. You'll look good. But you won't have a belly sticking out. But that's not the reason to go to the gym in the morning. The reason to go to the gym in the morning is to be healthy. So therefore, I think that if you look through the book of Devarim, the question doesn't even arise. In the next world, if we don't get the blessings, we'll have a big question against God. But in this world, we don't get the blessings. In this world, we do it because it's the right thing. And this is extremely vital when we talk to our children as well. When they say, why should we do this? Why should we do that? Because it's the right thing to do. Why should you dress bitzniut, modestly? Why should you get up for davening and not miss Zman Kriyat Shema? Why should you go out of your way to keep kosher? Because it's the right thing to do. Because we have a full faith that the man, that God who created the world knows how to use the world in the best way. Just like Bill Gates probably knows how to use Windows better than us. God made the world, just like Bill Gates made Windows. So we can trust Bill Gates when he tells us, do this and not that. Same thing with God. Now, there will be in the next world many, many different benefits from doing that. But in this world, you do a mitzvah because it's the right thing to do.
Well,
it's difficult to
think.
And we shouldn't be doing the mitzvah in reliance on blessings or...
And that's my last final line. Yeah.
We're doing the mitzvah because per se it's the right thing.
That's right. And this will explain to you. This will explain to you exactly what we ultimately say with regard to free will. There's no free will. If the minute you do a mitzvah, you get $1 million. That's not free will. That's just being logical. Logical. A guy says, right now, pick up the piece of paper. I'm going to hit you with a stick. So you're going to pick up the piece of paper, not because it's the right thing to do, but because you want to be hit with the stick. That's not doing mitzvah. It's not being an Oved Hashem. That's someone that's a logical, common sense thinker. Gentlemen, this is what I believe is the way to go. This is the way to understand the book of Devarim, and this is the way for us to go through life as Mekayimei Mitzvot. We do mitzvah because it's the right thing to do. We don't do Averus because it's the wrong thing to do. And that's the bottom line. Okay.
I thought there was mitzvahs given to the Jewish